Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Anderson moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Temple reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is one for one in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. O'Toole moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole scores. Pinson scores. Lynch moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Chris Short now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Reds. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to third. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas bunts towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Toole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 6-2, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynch is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bausche takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Bausche moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bausche moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Bob Mabe now pitching. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bausch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Reds. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Joe Kopp now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Mabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabe hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bausch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pinson moves to third. Lynch moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pinson scores. Lynch moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-4, Reds. Turk Farrell now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-to-4, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 10-to-4, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Mabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabe is 0-for-1 in the game. Mabe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Post takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Post scores. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Reds. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Phillies 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. John Easton pinch hits for Turk Farrell. John Easton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easton strikes out. 1 out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Phillies 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Bob Mabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabe is 0-for-2 in the game. Mabe bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 12, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.